Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Let's get it! Mike Sempervivi here with you for the next hour talking about professional wrestling, which is something we do every single day here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in iHeart, American Forces Radio, Cable Radio Network 2, SportsByline.com, over-the-air affiliates. Maybe you're listening via podcast or video streaming on Twitch or YouTube. However you're joining me today, just like to say thank you. Hopefully wherever you are, it's sunny outside. If not, hopefully it's sunny inside your mind. An absolutely gorgeous day here on my portion of Delmarva. The National Football League returns tonight. Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Such a nice day outside. I thought about playing hooky. I thought about bailing on the show. I thought about being insulted by Brian yesterday when I held up my name and he said what he said because, you know, the camera wasn't panned out. I was going to shake the show off today. But then I decided, no, I'm going to be a professional. Remember what Brian was saying about being consistent last week? About him, you know, saying that you just have to actually be determined and go out there and get it and be consistent and go out and work. Said I was going to do that. I was going to show up to work today. Got so much to talk about. Got Swerve Strickland's childhood home being burned down. Got WWE possibly getting some NBC specials that are going to be announced soon. Got All Out coming up this weekend. So many things we could get into, including Brian's terrible attitude during Wrestling Observer Radio last night with Dave, which is all the talk right now. I was going to be here today to talk to Brian about all those things. And then a couple minutes before the show, Brian sent me a text saying, hey, you may need to start. Then a couple minutes later, got another text saying, yeah, you might be on your own today. Cold man. Cold man. Well, we do have a lot to get into, and we're going to start it up when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Would you listen to that? We're even using music that Art Bell used back in the day on Coast to Coast. It's not like we're using the mutual radio rejoiner for the Larry King Show or, you know, the old jingle for Steve Summers overnight on WFAN, something I would listen to. No, this whole show today was set up for Brian Alvarez to be here, but he's not. Best part is he's been annoyed recently. I think you probably heard that on this show yesterday. Surely, if you're a member of the website and you read his write-up of NXT, you knew what was going to be coming on the show yesterday, and then with Dave on Wrestling Observer Radio, and they were going at each other over whether Hikaru Shida should have a match right before she has a title match coming up at All Out and everything. The man has been in a mood. And in some ways, I feel for him. Real life, man. Comes at you hard. There was somebody that put up on Twitter, you know, I thought being an adult would just be one crisis after another. And it's not. It's actually a series of concurrent crises going on all at the same time with multiple other, you know, shrapnel coming in to try to take you out. It's just, it's tough to do a lot of adulting, and Brian's living that right now. But what that does do, if you are a subscriber of the website, what that usually means is really good audio for you, because he's in that type of mood. And I'm sure after today, when it comes to the Brian and Vinny show, you're going to get Brian in rare form. $14.99 gets you everything the site has to offer, all the archives, all the audio, all that sort of stuff. I'll tell you about it more later on, all the different ways you can listen to Brian lose his mind via podcast on YouTube, on Twitch, on Spotify, on iTunes. So many ways you can do that. And poor Brian. Maybe he makes an appearance today. I don't know. Going to try to soldier on without him, because that's what we do. That's what he told us we need to do in life, is just to keep on getting it, to keep moving on. Netflix. I don't know if you've seen this. It's on the front page of the site. Brandon Thurston tweeted it out. I'm sure Netflix's official account tweeted it out as well. Ahead of its September 25th premiere, Netflix has released the official trailer for its Mr. McMahon docuseries. Interviews with Vince McMahon himself, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, John Cena, Bruce Pritchard, Eric Bischoff, Jimmy Hart, Bret Hart, Paul Triple H Levesque, and The Ringer's David Shoemaker are included in the trailer. Quote, people have wondered who I really am. You know, the portrayal of me is I'm a bad guy, but no one really knows me. McMahon says as the trailer opens, WWE's Rise, the 94 steroid trial, Benoit's double murder suicide, and Janelle Grant's sexual abuse allegations against McMahon are among the topics that will be covered. Grant was not interviewed for the series, although producers did reach out to her. We talked about that a couple of days ago on the show about people that were upset over the fact that she was not interviewed. You got pending litigation going on. You got all of these moving parts going on. There was no way she was going to be a part of it. The docuseries is produced by sports media personality Bill Simmons, formerly of ESPN, and now I don't know where The Ringer stands. I don't know if that's an ESPN arm or not. But he and the executive producer of Tiger King, which is apparently that was a miniseries that everybody that, like, if you like the ridiculous, especially indie sleaze part of pro wrestling, it seemed like you had to watch that documentary, but I did not. Chris Smith, and he, that's his name. He was the Tiger King executive producer. It's going to be 6 one-hour episodes that are going to be available to watch on September 25th when the series debuts. So they're not going to draw this out. It's going to be something that is going to be easily bingeable for everybody. The McMahon documentary, and I saw the trailer. Obviously very slick, very well done, takes it through time. I think the most stark part about it, other than McMahon talking about when you're in this business that blurs the lines of fantasy and reality, you tend to be in a position to lose yourself. You hear that with method actors all the time. They get so into something that then after they're done supposedly being that part, either for the day or after they wrap, they end up staying in and they carry on some dark things. And we know with pro wrestling what it's like to straddle that line and all of the stories from over the years of so many people doing a whole lot of bad things but able to get out of it because, you know, I was working. Mr. McMahon talks about losing himself, and there's a montage of him from a little boy going all the way up until the end. And then at the end of the trailer, it's just his eyes over Mr. McMahon in like typed out font that almost makes it look like a crime series or a serial killer or something like that. So it's going to be interesting to see about this documentary. I don't know if I'm going to get Netflix for it. I don't feel as though I have to get Netflix until football is on there. At some point, the NFL, I guess, is going to have a game on there. And then, obviously, WWE at the beginning of the year. I'll go ahead and get it then, but we'll see what the feedback is. Maybe it's just going to be so overwhelming that, hey, you know, I got to go ahead and do it. We'll see. Raw ratings, to keep it WWE here for a second, on Labor Day, the numbers were down a little bit. There was college football on Monday night as well. Again, once the NFL kicks in, we'll see how some of these games go. The Monday night game that's coming up this week is going to be a big deal because it's going to be Aaron Rodgers' return to the Jets in New York against San Francisco. So it's going to be a high-profile game there. So the number could very easily be around the same coming up, or worse, coming up here next Monday. But Raw dropped to 1.65 million viewers and a 0.49 rating in the 18 to 49-year-old demo. It's the lowest number since the NBA playoffs. This will be the start of Raw's lowest ratings period of the year, writes Dave Meltzer this today up on the website. It should be more evident next week against the NFL. And we don't have numbers for competition, but the usual college football over Labor Day weekend does hurt Raw noticeably, as it did this year. So we know what college football, as well as waning interest in the television shows, did last week when it came to Collision and Rampage. And I know there are a lot of people that blame that on WWE, and I get it. You know, when CM Punk was there and the show kicked off and Collision had the highest numbers that it had, WWE running shows on Saturday absolutely did hurt them. There are people out there, apparently a significant portion of you guys, that are only going to watch so much and then, you know, push it away. College football, though, takes a huge chunk out of that. And a lot of AEW's fan base, what they've lost has been the 18 to 49. You know, if you look at last year's numbers, every time their numbers get reported, every single week, you can look at them and go, overall, they're down 20%. They've lost one out of every five people overall that were watching the show. And when it comes to 18 to 49, one out of every four people from last year has dropped off and is not watching anymore consistently. Those numbers are consistent every single week. And those people will find other things to do. They have found other things to do. And that's what made, to me, it very important. Treating this summer really important, you know, trying to build up, because you knew once fall came and once Saturdays became a party for a lot of people again, because they're going back to school or they are just out and wanted to do something else other than watch your show, you know, you're trying to give them a reason to stay. I don't think they did that. I don't think they did that. And I think these numbers that come up in the fall, even though they have big shows to build up to and big pay-per-views to build up to, it may actually even get worse for them as time goes on. As the time goes on here, the time is beginning to run out for Brian Alvarez to make an appearance on this show. Stay tuned. See if he does. Wrestling Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Didn't even hype the fact that we do this show right here for an hour at a time every single day. But if you want us 24/7, you can try to find us on Twitter/X. I am at Sempervivi. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. Tom is at Filthy Tom Lawler. I don't know if he's made his X private yet after taking another unfortunate L last night against Raj Desi in a singles match in BLP. I don't know if he's going to be around on the show tomorrow. We may have to wait until next week for subscribers of F4WOnline.com, Filthy4Daily. He may explain himself there. The website for this show is at WONF4W, and the broadcaster is at Sports Byline USA. Jim Valley is here with you on Saturdays, finally not getting counter-programmed for once. No bash in Berlin or anything else taking place to interfere with his schedule on Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. And on Sunday, Andrew Zarian joins you beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can also make the wrestling news part of your day wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or head on over to thewrestlingnews.com and at Wrestling News AV on X and Facebook every single day of the year. Everything you need to know to get your day started, get you up to date, or get you to your favorite long-form review pod like Wrestling Observer Radio that Dave and Brian did last night for subscribers of the site, which I told you you can be for $14.99. That gets you everything. Gets you Carl Stern Show. Gets you Les Thatcher Show. Gets you all the archives to all of the shows, all of the archives to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. A new back issue of those goes up every single week up onto the site. You get the board if that's, you know, if you're a fan of like YouTube comments, like the board will look great compared to that. I'll just go ahead and leave it there. But hey, if you don't want any of that stuff, you just want to listen to the podcast, you just want to watch the podcast, Twitch, one subscription for free as part of their Twitch Prime. You can use that on us. Go to twitch.tv/F4W video, hit subscribe. It'll ask you if you want to use Amazon Prime. Say yes. You get Wrestling Observer Live, Wrestling Observer Radio, Brian and Vinny, Figure Four Daily, and a whole lot more. If you only want video live and on demand through YouTube, you can do that as well. That's $9.99, and select podcasts are also available via Spotify and iTunes for $9.99. For more information on all that sort of stuff, you can go on over to WrestlingObserver.com. I'm starting to like this new Scott D'Amore promotion, and in a little bit, we're going to get to the AEW Dynamite show last night, the go-home show for All Out. Obviously, a lot to talk about when it comes to that show. But Scott D'Amore, the former head of TNA Wrestling, has started up Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, a little bit of a homage to the Tunney family's Maple Leaf Wrestling that was a huge territory for years that the Sheik had a lot to do with, and literally put it on fire and then burned it completely all the way out. And Jim Crockett Promotions built it back up again and burned it all out. And WWF stepped in and did that just a couple of years before they ran that area, Detroit, Michigan, for WrestleMania 3 and got an alleged 93,000 people in there, a legitimate 70,000 people. But it is a very rich wrestling area, and Scott D'Amore has been cultivating that area for a long time, cultivating Southern Ontario for a long time, and did a lot of work with TNA and is trying it here on his own with the Maple Leaf Pro Show. And I don't think we mentioned this yesterday. Mauro Ranallo and Don Callis are going to be the announce team on that show. So two old Stampede guys. I'm not sure if they did commentary together back in the day. Don Callis may have already been off being the Jackal by then or something like that. But they're going to be the announce team for the shows that are coming up on October 19th and 20th at St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario. Konosuke Takeshita, who was already set to face off against Josh Alexander on one of those days, and I know that's going to be a good match. It's only happened once before, and it was at a really small show, so this is basically going to be like a new first match here. They've announced the second one for him as well, too. He's going to be facing off against TNA's Speedball Mike Bailey, so that is apparently going to be on night one. And then it's going to be Takeshita and Josh Alexander on night two. These shows are going to air on Triller TV. They've already announced El Phantasmo, Raj Desi, the former Jinder Mahal, the conqueror of Filthy Tom Lawler, Giselle Shaw, who just recently left TNA. I don't think we mentioned that. Giselle Shaw had asked and was granted her release by TNA. The only caveat to that deal was she put somebody out over on her way out during the TV tapings that they held last week in Louisville. She did that. She was given her release. This is going to be one of her first appearances, is going to be here in October. Also on the show, Kushida Alex Zane, who the last time I saw him, he was nursing a foot injury after getting hurt on the GCW shows over in Japan. So I'm not sure what his status is, but Kevin Knight, Jake Something, Kylie Ray, ROH World Women's Champion Athena, Trevor Lee, QT Marshall, and Miyu Yamashita are also scheduled for those shows. So these are, again, the first ones that Scott D'Amore has run since he left TNA in February. And again, good start at least, and has gotten some buzz, obviously, with getting Mauro Ranallo back into the announce booth to call the show. Now, we're getting into All Out time, and this is, I don't know how many All Outs we've had so far. What has it been, like five of them or something like that? I'm not sure exactly how many there's been, but I do know it's been 3 years since CM Punk made his in-ring AEW debut at the Now Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, way back September 5th, 2021. He was there, and if I can bring in producer Dom right now, if he's anywhere near, we did a show not long after that. It may have actually even been that Monday right after that. Maybe Brian went to the show. That's why I was doing the show solo, but we were looking at eBay, or Dom was looking at eBay, and there was a box that was being sold on eBay, and this wasn't just any ordinary big cardboard box. No, this box was special. This was the box at the exits where they had all of CM Punk's ice cream bars in. And they were handing these ice cream bars out to fans as they left the building. And producer Dom, are you with me right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
If I'm not mistaken, the price of that box was like triple digits. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I mean, even for a, you know, hilariously overpriced fake pseudo novelty product on eBay, like it was pretty expensive.
It was. I want to say it was either $199 or $149. And yeah, that first week, right after he debuted, it wasn't just that there were still physical ice creams that people had like gone home and frozen available that you could buy on eBay, but people were selling the wrappers. There were a lot of those. And of course, like we talked about 3 years ago, and we're talking about now, the good old, and this is the listing, CM Punk Ice Cream Bar Box, 8/2021, United Center, best in the world, box only.
Mm.
So it wasn't it's a cardboard box with a sticker that says Punk Pops on it.
So it wasn't even for his debut. It was for the TV debut, I guess it was there. But, you know, close enough to All Out where I'll go ahead and not – not hate myself too much for it. But as we move in to the 2024 edition of All Out, and over a full year after CM Punk departed the company, unceremoniously, maybe ceremoniously, I guess it just depends on how you look at it. What is the status of said box right now, and have there been any bids?
So it was never at auction. It's always been listed as a buy it now or best offer. I'll tell you, it's made of real freaking cardboard, the current price is $49 with $7 shipping. And I'll say this, I'm the only person watching this product. I'm the only person who's saved this box, and I literally only have it saved because once a year, when you're doing a solo show, it'll come up in our conversations during the break, and I'll give you the report. Otherwise, I wouldn't even bother watching this anymore. But, $49 with $7 shipping. You can get it now.
You know, speaking of things that you're watching here, because I know this segment is beginning to wrap up, but we were talking during the break about AEW actually got you last night, or got you yesterday with the Swerve House, eh?
Yeah, so I saw it during the day. I'm like, oh, hey, that's very cool. Swerve bought his childhood home. That's neat. I didn't watch Dynamite last night. I usually watch it the day after these days. So during dinner, I'm like, oh, hey, Mom, by the way, remember how you saw Swerve sign the new contract? He bought his childhood home. It was pretty cool. And then like 8:30 Pacific, I'm on Twitter, which was my first mistake, and I see Hangman, spoiler alert, burning it to the ground. I'm like, they got me.
I am surprised doing this show for so long that there wasn't a part your wrestling brain didn't immediately click into, they're burning this house down. Even if you shook it off, that you would be so cynical not to think that. I'm actually happy that you have not been sucked into the same vortex that Brian and I have.
Yeah, I failed for sure.
And you know what? I don't want to fail. I'm going to break, so I'll go ahead and cut it off now. We'll be back to talk about AEW Dynamite, Wrestling Observer Live.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you? Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. You heard producer Dom is here. I know producer John is engineering the video. I know he's here. Still, though, 19 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Will Brian Alvarez make an appearance on this show? We'll find out. Tony Khan says it's reasonable that AEW will be the second most profitable wrestling company ever. This was posted up a little while ago by Josh Nason on the front page of the site, F4WOnline.com. During his Thursday media call to promote Saturday's All Out, AEW head Tony Khan confirmed MJF's recent statement that his company is on the precipice of becoming the second most profitable company in wrestling history if they can secure a new TV deal. I would hope they can secure another TV deal. This has been an imminent thing for, months now, that we are going to get some sort of word on a TV deal. Most people believe it's going to be back with WBD. Most people believe it's going to be a pretty healthy increase. Will that stop anybody from dunking on it if you're a WWE fan first? No. But everything seems like it's going in that direction at some point. September 5th. Some point where we got to get that out there. Khan was asked about a recent MJF interview in which the former AEW World Champion mentioned that if AEW gets their new deal, they will be the second most successful wrestling company that ever existed. Tony says that's reasonable. Whether those cash flows happen overnight when the new deal kicks in, I can't say those things for sure yet, as there's still a lot to figure out. I do think that the die is cast that AEW will be the second most profitable company at this point of all time, which is very impressive for a promotion that is just over 5 years old and has been on TV for less than 5 years, Khan said, end quote. Tony Khan was influenced a lot by Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer newsletter. I think it probably shaped how he looks at wrestling, his global view of trying to seek out a lot of different things. I think one of the things that may have not been a benefit to him, especially with the way his mind works, is to pick up run-on sentences, as Dave used to write in the old Wrestling Observer newsletters there. But there you go. Khan then said, without getting into the semantics of the statement, mechanics and accounting, they will indeed be the number two wrestling promotion, most profitable one of all time, even more so than WCW, which of course died a amazing, incredible death that is still brought up and farmed out there for content today as Vice TV did. But, I don't know if we're going to have that when it comes to AEW. In fact, I don't think we are going to have that when it comes to AEW. No spectacular burning and crashing there. Maybe we will. I don't know. They can light it on fire like Hangman Page lit up Swerve's house last night. And as we go into All Out, the show last night opened up with Daniel Garcia coming out and saying that he wasn't waiting for All Out. He wanted to beat up MJF, and MJF was out there in the stands and started, of course, taking shots at Daniel Garcia, brought up Daniel Garcia's mother, made Daniel very, very upset. Daniel Garcia went out and charged MJF into the crowd. At first, he was held back by security, and then He broke through that, got to Max, who met him with a bottle and immediately busted him open, knocked him to the ground, and then held his head and cut a promo on him. And it was a decision, and I know this is one that people jumped on Brian about, but I think he's right about this one. It didn't make Daniel Garcia look good. It made him look, you know, pretty darn flat. And it made him look really foolish. Anytime a baby face, it's been said a lot, but it's true. It's one of those things. If a baby face makes a promise, that baby face has got to follow through. If a baby face goes and runs to start a fight and doesn't lose because of numbers or doesn't lose because of some sort of trap that was set by the heel that was inventive enough to put the baby face out, you don't want to do it. And in a case like Daniel Garcia, people like Daniel Garcia. They want to cheer for him. They want to get behind him. They don't believe that he's anywhere at the level of MJF. Maybe they want him to be. You know, I'm sure his fans want him to be. I'm sure AEW wants him to be. You got to push him up there and inflate him up. And this feud with MJF, hopefully that happens. He's got a great opportunity because there's no title on the line or anything like that. And MJF, I'm not saying that the man is Teflon, but MJF can take a loss to Daniel Garcia coming up at the pay-per-view and be okay with it. So maybe in their minds, they're thinking because Daniel Garcia may get the win coming up at the pay-per-view, we got to have something to show him laid out a little bit. We got to have something that shows him in some sort of peril. I didn't like it. You know, again, if he would have been held back by security, then Max would have hit him. That's fine. But Daniel Garcia is not puffed up enough to me as a character yet where you can do those things. And it's a small thing. People say, well, you're on it, or you're picking nits or something like that. But again, subconsciously with people that are watching, you know, that's an issue. It's the same way, you know, in reverse of what WWE did with Bron Breakker, or what you do with somebody that you're pushing. You know, he was in there with guys that physically he looked bigger than or looked just as big as. He was a complete whirling dervish, a machine. And it put it in your head right now that this guy's basically, even though he's got some losses, kind of undefeated. He's at a different level. And you see how quickly WWE was able to mash him over. And you look at a lot of people that have been pillars of AEW since Jump Street, and they have problems. Daniel Garcia has been a guy that for a long time people have wanted to see, at least I have, kind of break out of the pack and be given something to kind of grasp onto. So hopefully he does get the win over MJF, and hopefully they kind of, you know, are more careful about doing this with guys just because it makes good TV or because now it's time to, you know, cut the really long promo. You know what I'm saying? And there were a lot of promos on this show, a whole lot of promos. Only four matches, and seems to be, I don't know, I haven't gone back to do the research or anything like that, but I remember Filthy and I that were talking about the lead into All In, and there were only four matches on the show, and there was a lot of talking, and if you don't like that, you probably would not have liked last night's show. Only four matches on it. The first one was, again, the one match that they had, or the two matches that they had were to bookend the shows was really good. But again, there were only four of them. Okada and Kyle Fletcher. I know people want to see Kyle Fletcher get victories, and I want to see him get victories more on Dynamite as well, too. Instead of just being out there in the quote-unquote banger match that he looks fantastic in, looks better than his opponent. I thought he looked better than his opponent, Kazuchika Okada here. Another case of that. But he doesn't pick up any W's. And the only reason I'm not going to beat on that is because I think it can work within the realm of Don Callis, because I can't see Kyle Fletcher staying aligned with Don Callis forever. He's just more of a babyface character. Now, in a team with Mark Davis, when Davis is ready to come back, if they decide to reform that team, you know, that's a little bit different. He can be more of a heel, but he wrestles like a baby face. He wrestles as little Will Ospreay. He's Will's friend. He's kind of, you know, his guy. He's the hillbilly Jim to Hulk Hogan. He's the Chief J Strongbow to Bruno Sammartino. He's the Magnum TA to Dusty Rhodes, you know, somebody that somebody's going to get through or try to get over to get to the other guy. And I think he's a really great guy to play that role. And him going on a losing streak and ultimately having Don Callis be that upset with him, where he doesn't want to use the screwdriver, he keeps losing matches, he keeps doing this or that. You know, ultimately him getting stomped out by the Callis family and having Will Ospreay rescue him, I'm actually good with that. So the match itself was, again, really, really good. I'd like to see Fletcher pick up some victories once in a while. You know, you don't have to kind of beat anybody over the head with it, but pick up some victories once in a while. But, you know, as far as him losing the big match right now, I'm okay with that because I hope there's a better story to be told with him. The main event, the Blackpool Combat Club and Pac against Kyle O'Reilly, Orange Cassidy, and Will Ospreay. They did a good job throughout the night, whether you thought some of the segments were long or not, but really driving home the matches that are coming up this weekend at All Out. And they did that with Pac and Ospreay, who continued to brawl after the match. They were brawling backstage. And it was a good way to get Pac out of the equation of the Blackpool Combat Club in that moment, because he was out there, you know, brawling around with them. The Young Bucks and Jack Perry attacked Brian Danielson and attacked the Blackpool Combat Club after the match. And they got everything in that they needed to get in there, including Brian Danielson telling Jack Perry at the end of it he was going to kick his effing head in coming up this Saturday. So they were able to drive that home. Earlier in the night, we got another appearance by Jon Moxley and Marina Shafir. And I don't know the movie. I know Jeepers Creepers or Bangers Mash or whatever the hell. I can't remember the tweet right now. The Australian movie, Russell Crowe, whatever it is, I don't know. But obviously, he's got this character in his mind, and he's a badass, and he's got Marina Shafir with him, and she's kicking everybody and laying out men and doing all this stuff. And they were doing that on their way into the arena to cut their promo, and they went by Jack Perry and the Young Bucks, and nobody fought anybody. Marina Shafir didn't pick up Jack Perry and spin him around or anything. But Jon Moxley just said, you know, I don't care what anybody says, Jack Perry, I think you're a cute kid. And just kept on walking to the ring to cut his promo. Once again, called out Darby Allin because they have a lot in common. Brought up when Darby Allin, he didn't know who he was and he had a match with him. And after that, even though he beat the dog out of Darby Allin, Darby Allin looked up and smiled at him, and Moxley knew that he was his kind of guy. And he didn't say anything to anyone about anything not being anyone's company anymore, but he did call out Darby Allin again and said and reiterated he just wants to talk. So we'll see what direction they decide to go to there. They also last night officially made a tag team title match for the pay-per-view. It's going to be the Young Bucks against Claudio and Wheeler Yuta. The cage match that is going to main event the show, Brian Danielson or Hangman Page against Swerve Strickland. As producer Dom told you before the show, as I'm sure a lot of you saw yesterday, Swerve Strickland bought the home that he grew up with, legitimately bought the home that he had grown up in. And it was a great story. And it was like, I wonder if this is going to make it to TV. So much stuff that they put up on social media, these good heartfelt stories, these things that give you some layers about the character or what this person is doing. Is it going to make it to TV? And it did make it to TV. And as soon as it made its way to TV, your wrestling brain should have went off in the same way that producer Dom's wrestling part of his brain should have went off. And it was going to be an angle. And Hangman Page cut about the best promo that he's ever cut. Seemed to do it continuously in one take. God knows how many takes they took. But as Swerve Strickland sat in the ring, waiting for the Hangman to come in and sign his contract, no. Hangman was cutting a promo. He was at that childhood home of Swerve's. And he lit a match, and he burned it to the ground. So over the top, I thought it was great. And I thought Hangman was great during it as well, too. Talk a little bit more about it when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are teaming up and using generative AI to deliver a more informative and engaging experience for tennis fans around the world. Thanks to IBM's Watson X and Granite large language models, the 2024 U.S. Open digital platforms offer never-before-seen features, bringing fans even closer to the action inside Billie Jean King Tennis Center. New post-match summaries mean fans can access detailed analysis for all 254 U.S. Open singles matches, with long-form summaries for each match arriving within minutes of the last serve for near-instant coverage at unprecedented scale. An enhanced version of AI commentary and a redesigned slam tracker brings more frequent, expressive, and contextual commentary, with highlight packages published just minutes after a match concludes. Live matches will have a near real-time 3D graphic of current play alongside generative AI-produced insights. IBM Skills Build's new collaboration with the USTA Foundation provides students, coaches, and the public access to AI and professional development courses, workshops, and more. To see IBM technology in action, visit usopen.org or download the US Open app. Sponsored by IBM.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. I'm not lying, that was a great promo that Hangman cut last night. As over the top and as cornball as it is, I mean, it's arson. The fans were chanting, "This is arson." It was arson. Like, at some point, somebody needs to do it. It would be WWE because the Reels network is on Peacock. You know, they've got to do some sort of On Patrol Live. I mean, they were close to doing that, I think, with Rhea Ripley and Dom. Or no, I think it was a fight with somebody where they had a fight outside and they had the Cobb and body cam footage and everything. And it was still, you know, cornballing over the top, but at least they put some effort into it. Somebody's going to actually do a crossover and have On Patrol Live or something like that at some point down the line. But Hangman Page was in that house and brought up to Swerve the fact that, yeah, I remember, you know, I had to sit here and you're sitting there watching me take my pregnant wife to the hospital. And again, he's very righteous about this. The man has got a reason to be insane. You people have driven him to this. Swerve Strickland has driven him to this. You made that man a hero for trying to take everything away from Hangman Page and trying to do that to him, put that on that man. So Hangman Page told you he was going to burn Swerve's world to the ground, called out Swerve's daddy, said that he probably wasn't very proud of him, probably be happy that if he never had Swerve, and that's what really set Swerve off. And then Hangman sat down in an oversized chair. It was all in the family Archie Bunker chair. Had his drink next to him. lit up a big flame, dropped it behind him. Green screen? Sure! But it was so over the top when the house went up into flames that it worked. Swerve on the ground, I thought he was great. Thought they lingered on it too long. Sometimes it's just better to get Swerve crying and get out of there. Like, I gotta get out of here right now and find out where the heck Brian Alvarez is. Look at that, he didn't curse. I want to thank producer John. I want to thank producer Dom. And I want to thank all of you out there for listening and watching. We shall talk to you again after a while.